And welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone Winter Edition. Jamie Vasky along with you, and joining me is West Delaware boys coach Jake Vosses. Busy week one for his squad as Thursday night coach went up to Waverly, and an outstanding duel to start the season as it was back and forth. And Roger and I were talking at one point, you guys got up quite a bit in that dual meet. And I said, do you think they're up ahead enough yet? And he says, I don't know. We got to stay off our back. And it wasn't really staying off your back that was an issue. But it got real close. But your kids wrestled outstanding for the first night out and came away with a 35-33 win over a very good Waverly Shell Rock team. And just a great way to start the season for your kids, and especially the young ones that hadn't had any varsity experience.
Yep. That's it was always it's always a fun duel going up to Waverly, wrestling Waverly, knowing that they're going to be tough. And it was, we didn't know what to expect having so many younger guys in our lineup, and honestly just having a lot of first time varsity wrestlers in our lineup too, just getting to see how they performed. Our message was, you know, don't worry about the outcome of the match, just worry about your effort and your fight. And I thought our kids did a good job of that. And that was it's fun to watch at the very least, and fun to coach. And I thought our team and fans did a great job just, you know, supporting one another and making it a fun night. So,
joined by West Delaware head coach Jake Voss. And then you turned around on Saturday and hosted the Bob Murphy Invitational, 53rd annual Bob Murphy Wrestling Invitational on Saturday. Finished in second place behind Indianola. And even there, I thought the kids did an outstanding job. Obviously, as a head coach, you're going to have takeaways from wins or losses. But I thought, for the most part, the kids wrestled well. You scored points at every weight that you had, and you had a lot of guys in the top five in that tournament, which goes a long way to a second place finish. Indianola, a Class 3A team, very, very good Class 3A team, pulled away late throughout the day. But I tell you what, a good effort by the kids on Saturday, and seeing some of those things that maybe you wanted them to work on from Thursday night come to the mat on Friday.
Yeah. Yep. Again, just another great opportunity for our kids to see what we need to do to get better. There are, you know, everybody had a good match on Saturday, and some of us saw some kids that we'll see, you know, a couple weeks here down the road. And hopefully, you know, we keep taking away from our matches and continuing to get better. The message was the same, though, from Thursday to Saturday. Just focus on your effort. Focus on your fight. We're going to put you in positions that maybe, you know, you're not as comfortable in, and that's okay. That's where we want to be, and because that'll show what we need to do to get better. And so, and that was the same message we told our guys, too, Jamie, was through the wins and the losses, you can find things to get better at. So, but the only way we can do that is if we're giving our best effort and we're fighting through every position, and that, you know, we're really proud of the way our kids did that, and it makes our job a lot easier just being able to figure out what we need to do to get better. So,
of course, two champions in that tournament as well in Jarrett Engel and Liam Weber, a couple other finalists in there. But coming up, another busy week for you guys as you will host one of your two home duels on Thursday, as you'll welcome Mount Vernon into the Seedorf Gymnasium. 14-4 all time against the Mustangs in program history, as that first meeting between the two teams was back in 2009. At home, you guys are 5-1. They come to town, and always a great rivalry, a great match between West Delaware and Mount Vernon. Always key matchups throughout each duel. They've got some studs. You've got some studs, and then there's always toss-up matches. And it's always a great atmosphere when these two teams get together. And a busy night. You've got for only having two home duels, you've got a lot of extra stuff to cram into those two dates.
Yep. Thursday's going to be our youth night, so we've got, we're going to invite all of our youth wrestlers to come and their families. Girls are wrestling, and it's a single duel. So we're going to put it on one mat. We're going to it's going to be a fun night. We're going to tell our home fans to sit on the opposite side of the gym, so we can get our fans right down there by the mat. And we'll see. Mount Vernon is just historically pretty tough, so we're glad that we get to wrestle them again, and we're looking forward to that competition. So,
And then you'll turn right around on Friday and head up to Luther College for the South Winneshiek Invitational as they move that to Friday and a bigger facility because there's a boys and a girls tournament. I believe there's a JV portion of that as well as a lot of teams up there. And especially for you guys, a lot of teams that you want to see early on in the season. Just looking at this here quickly, you've got Decorah, you've got Denver, who are a couple good teams in class. Decorah, especially in class 2A. Denver's got some really good individuals as well. Starmont has a couple good individuals. You guys, just another opportunity and to see different competition because there's a couple more out-of-state teams at this tournament as well. So a wide variety of kids that you're going to get to wrestle. Some you will most likely see down the road, and some you'll never see again, but it's good to get that different style of opponent to just broaden your array of offense, defense, whatever they're looking for.
Yep. It'll be a fun tournament. It's always interesting wrestling in the afternoon like that for a tournament. I think really it does a good job too of simulating what the state tournament could be like for some of our kids. Just wrestling that night session, it's different when you're getting your first warm up in for the day at 5:30, and then you've got four matches, and you know you've had all day to they're going to be at school from 8 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be starting matches past 10 o'clock at night. So that's no different than if we were at the state tournament wrestling the night session. You know, you got to find a way to get up, and you got to be able to control your energy throughout the day, so that way you've got it when the time comes. But no, it'll be fun. There's a lot of tough teams there, and our kids usually walk away with some good matches, so it should be fun.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time here tonight. Best of luck tomorrow night as you welcome in Mount Vernon and then Friday night up at South Wind. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you throughout the week here.
Awesome. Sounds good, Jamie. Thank you.
That was West Delaware boys head wrestling coach Jake Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We'll take a break and come back with more. Right after this, you're listening to it on Mix 94.7 KMCH.